but I wonder why we have Section 7 in here. It seems to me by the other protections we've put in about no one being able to take action against an individual, this says you can't identify who disclosed the information. And I'm not sure why we're doing that when it seems to me one of the best protections generally is to, one, know who disclosed information so you'll know how good the source is. And maybe you can address that question.
Mr. Chairman, I'm probably not the best person to address that, having not been the one that drafted the bill. I understand your point with regard to the questioning why it's there. Perhaps it'd be appropriate for me to yield to Senator Hill on that.
Well, if someone discloses information to me, and I don't want to tell anybody who did it, I can just say, I claim legislative immunity, and I'm not going to tell you. So as far as legislators getting information, we don't need that. Now, if they disclose it to the press, and I want to know, I want to know how good is this information? The source is an important factor in determining whether or not information is accurate. So I haven't heard any compelling information to tell me why we have to have anonymous informants being quoted. Anyway, thank you.
Tell you what I want to do with this. I'm going to have Representative Mannix and Representative Gerfler work with the executive department and the chief sponsor and any union representatives on this issue. I think there's a couple questions that are troublesome. And we certainly would, it's my intent anyway, that this bill gets signed into law, and I don't want to have any questions of a possible veto, whether or not it's been said or not. I don't want that to happen. I think this is a good bill, good concept, and I'd like all the parties to work out these problems if we can. Okay?
We'll be pleased to participate in such a review, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. We have to get to the floor. We're both caucus. Both parties are caucusing, and with that, we are adjourned. So.